an interest in your prayers this morning. The title of the message that the Lord had put on my heart for this morning is of greater value. If you'll open up your Bibles with me, we'll begin reading in the 13th chapter of Matthew. Verse 44, it's a very familiar passage of Scripture. And as Brother Sean prayed this morning, I also would say amen and would that the Spirit of the Lord would take the message and personalize it for each one of us, because all of our needs are different this morning. We face different things, but I do believe the Lord is interested in each one of us making heaven our home. And I want to make it. In the 13th chapter of Matthew, verse 44, it said, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found it, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had, and he bought it." You notice here that when the man found the treasure in the field, that he went with joy and sold everything that he had. When you find treasure, how many people are just disappointed? I was this week, and I had talking to Brother Randy on the phone. I thought, well, I thought I'd tell you about this in case you didn't know. And maybe some of the rest of you will learn something, but I was working on taxes and I had not heard in the news this fact. But I found that if you're self-employed and you have been sick with COVID, the government will pay you for those days you were sick. And now I know that our children and grandchildren ended up paying for it, but you know, when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is wonderful. You know what I mean? It looked good for me because I was getting paid. They just kind of estimate what you make for a day. And you know, whether it be little or great, it was still a joy because it was less I had to pay. And it was, so anyway, it was something that was, I was glad to get that news. When this man found a treasure, he went with joy and sold everything he had so he would have enough to get that treasure. Do you know, when we find the Lord, we have to give some things up, don't we? Because we found the Lord, but we found something of greater value. And I would this morning that we recognize what we have in Jesus Christ is of greater value than what the world has to offer. And the devil would like us to focus on, well, you had to get rid of that and you had to give this up, and I found something better in the Lord. We sing the song that says, "Could you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea?" What does it say? "Then turning from them, I would gladly," and I'm not sure why the songwriter said whisper, "but I would gladly shout it. Christ has set me free." In other words, yes, we gave some things up, but we have something of greater value. And I would say especially to the children and the young people and to the young marrieds this morning, recognize the value of what you have in the Lord. Because as I get older, you know, the things of this world just don't excite me very much. The things of this world just don't excite me because I found something that stands the test of time. You know, kingdoms rise and fall. Fortunes come and go. We will always have the rich and the poor among us, the Scripture says. But you know, people make money and they lose money. The stock market rises and falls. And I know there's a general trend upward, but people make and they lose. Cattle prices, I don't follow cattle prices, but you know, I know they rise and they fall. If you've watched Bitcoin in the news the last year, it's just amazing what's going on with that. But guess what? You could wake up one morning and it have lost everything. That's what happens in life. Things come and go. People amass good, they get good jobs. I remember recently hearing someone had just a wonderful job. It was like a dream job. And they lost it. Now they're out looking for a job and they don't have it. Jobs come and go. Do you know we don't want to set our heart on the things of this world? But let's set our heart on those things that are of greater value. There's not a monetary value to what you have in Jesus Christ. But if you have the Lord this morning, you have more in something that's of greater value than everything that's in this world. But where do we spend most of our time and attention? Is that a fair question? Do not we spend generally more time and attention on the things of this world? Jobs, making money, education. There's nothing wrong with those things. Don't misunderstand me. But I want to tell you, we ought to be putting more emphasis in time on things of eternal value. He went with joy and sold everything they had. Value is something that is regarded of worth. Something that deserves importance. And I would say this morning that I also have found a greater treasure. I found a treasure that fadeth not away. I found something in the Lord that I have when in times of sadness, I found a comforter. That's more than theology this morning. I have truly found that in my low places, that there is a comforter that comes and ministers in the depth of my spirit. I have found a Savior that it saved me from my sin, and even after I was saved when we're struggling, that there is a friend that comes and sticks closer than a brother, that's there to walk with us through the good times and the bad times. I wouldn't trade that for the things of this world. There's nothing, if you have found something out there in the world of that's more value than what I just said, please come talk to me, because I want it. If you found something better than what I'm talking about, let me know. But I haven't found it yet. I have found in the Lord there is something that is so much better than what's out there. I would take the Lord any day above the best jobs, the most money, multiple doctorate degrees, all the recognition and the fame and the political power of this world. I would any day choose to live in a little shack with no money in the bank, with the peace of God in my heart and the joy of the Lord there and being my strength, because I found the things of the world don't bring joy. The things of this world don't bring true contentment. So then, young people, young marrieds, all of us, let's be careful that we don't spend so much time and attention on the things of this world and sacrifice the things that are of greater value. I want to invest in the things that will pay eternal dividends. But too often, the Lord fills a little place in people's lives and we spend our time seeking for the things of this world. And I don't recommend any of you men waking up tomorrow morning and looking over at your wife and saying, I think I'll just not go to work today because I'm saved. You go to work and be saved, but let your work be part of God's work in your life. If you, when you have a job, when you go to school, as you raise your children, let the Lord be the center of it. And if your work and your education and your investments, if they begin to crowd out the time that the Lord wants you to be doing something for Him, you're investing too much in the things of this world. If your desire for a better job or to make more money is taking you out of church, you're investing too much in the things of this world. If you find that you don't have time to spend with your wife and your children and your family like you ought to, because you say, well, I'm just making a living for them, you're investing too much time in temporal things. Because there are things of greater value than money in it. We heard it in Sunday school some. It's about relationship. It's about relationship with God. It's about relationship with your husband and wife and with your children. And too many times we cover up because we're focusing on the things of the world and the things of greater value are suffering. As we get older, what are we going to have if we don't invest in what's of greater value? As we grow old, we may be grow old and we might be in a mansion and we might not have to worry about money because the bank account's filled up and we've got a lot of monthly income. And you look over at your wife and you don't know her and there's strife in the home and your children won't talk to you and you're lonely and you're bitter and you don't have a place of family of God to come and share with one another and encourage one another. What good is our money then? What good is the beautiful home if it doesn't bring peace? The things of this world don't bring peace, and I want to challenge you this morning. You young men, don't sacrifice the things of God for the things of this world. I am not preaching against homes and cars and education, but what's happening in our world is the enemy is using that to distract us from investing in things that are of greater value. Lord help us. One author spoke about, there's a term, value concepts. And spoke about many young people, when they think of the word value, you know, value menu. You know what that means? I just want what's cheap. I want what's quick. There's value. Cheap, quick, bigger. Instant gratification. Ego building. And young people today, many of them will buy an inferior product to keep up or show off. But is that true value? See, when I'm talking about value this morning, I'm talking about something that has lasting worth. Something that is of true importance. Our world is not espousing true value this morning. They're not putting emphasis on the things that really count in life. What do you value this morning? What are you placing emphasis on? You know, Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. When someone examines our priorities, do you know it's pretty easy to start determining where someone's heart is? There was a story told, and I kind of doubt the veracity of it. It sounds like just a good illustration, but it does bring out a good point, so I'm going to share it with you. That there is a story of a man that he loved old books, and he was talking to, he met someone that told him, he said that he threw away a Bible that had been up in his attic. It had just passed down through the generation. He pulled out stuff clean in the attic. He found this old Bible and he threw it away. He said, I couldn't read it. And his friend, he said there was some, it was somebody named Guten something had printed it. It was Guten something, and his friend that knew Bible said, not Gutenberg. He said, that Bible, they just sold one of those that was, it's one of the first books that was ever printed. He said, one of those just sold for over $2 million. And his friend was really unimpressed. He said, mine wouldn't have brought a dollar. He said, somebody named Martin Luther just scribbled all over it in German. We sing this song. You get the point? We sing the song, what I found in Jesus. I have found something better in the Lord than all the things of this world. But I fear that sometimes we are not valuing what we have in the Lord. Because the enemy is pulling so much to keep up in the world. Make more, and nothing's wrong with pay raise. That's wonderful, right? That's wonderful. That's great. But what did it take to get it? What sacrifices are you making on? Is it okay to speak directly like this? I hope it is. What sacrifices are we making with our family to bring a little bit more money in? What's it going to be worth when you get old? Is it going to be worth it? Is your relationship, the time, you parents that have young children, I want to tell you something, they're not going to stay young long. Before you know it, they will be out of the house. And I have a message for you young parents. This is your time. This is your time. You say, well, I'm just trying to make a living. They need you more than they need your money. Amen? Young men, I hope, I would that the Lord bless you with great success in your life. But I will tell you, it's not worth losing your soul over. It's not worth losing your soul to follow after the lawful things of the world and neglect your worship and your relationship with God, your family, and the church. It's not worth it because these things are of lasting value. These things are of lasting value. Jesus said, lay not up for yourself treasure on earth where moss and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. He wasn't saying that you shouldn't invest. We believe in the unanimity of Scripture. You put all the Scripture together. We're to be good stewards of what God has placed in our care. But his point was, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Do things that are of value. Put emphasis on your relationship with God. And it takes time to build relationships. So how can I be wrapped up in the things of the world and profess to love God, but I don't give Him any time? I can tell you where someone's treasure is when that's the consequence. I believe the Lord wants to open up our eyes this morning. I don't want anybody to go home feeling condemned, but I would that we all go home challenged. Lord, I do not want to trade in what I found in you for what's out in the world. Lay not up for yourselves what you pursue, your goals and your purposes this morning, what dictates your life, what you're placing value on. People say, well, if I move over here, and I want you all to understand, I know that there are some rare occasions, and there is such a thing as isolated saints, okay? I'm not throwing any stones this morning. But I also recognize the reality that when you are not in a place to be able to worship on a regular basis with God's people, you will suffer. And you are going to be missing out on a lot of what the Lord wanted there to be in the fellowship of God's people. I want to challenge you young men especially, I want to challenge you. Put the Lord first when it comes to decisions of your career, of where you're going to go to school, of the job that you're going to work, and put great value on being in a place that you can be under the sound of the gospel and have the support and godly influence of saints. Because if you're not under this influence, you will be under a influence. Doesn't matter how spiritual we are, you will be under an influence. Lord, help us to value what we have in the Lord this morning. The Scripture, and we won't take the time to read it all, but it's good homework. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 19. But he said, godliness with contentment is great gain. Not having to feel that, just striving, always get ahead. What would it be like if we were to take that same purpose to get ahead in the world and say, Lord, I want to put that same energy and zeal and enthusiasm in the things of God. To work for you. To worship you, to serve you, to raise my family, to be that husband or to be that wife. I want to take that same zeal and invest it in my home. You think it would change homes? You think it would change relationships? I believe it would. But it's going to come through placing greater value on the things of God. He said, we brought nothing into this world. And it's certain that what? We can carry nothing out. You know what? We may work hard to get the things of this world, but guess what? One day we're going to die, and you know whose it's going to be? You're going to give it to someone that didn't earn it. And what value is it then? Your children need to learn how to go out and earn their own. I'm not saying there's wrong with leaving something behind, but what wake is behind you? Well, I grew up not knowing my dad because he was always working. Well, there's a trade-off, saints. Well, my got around my wife and we just grew apart. We just grew apart. How does that happen? How do husbands and wives grow apart? Because they neglect, because they failed to place greater value. Would you rather grow old and be in a nice home or a poor? You know, it's not the essence of what you gain, it's the desire for it. See? You can work hard all your life and end up in a shack. That's all right. You know, whether you have a lot of money or little money, it's where your heart is, what your purpose is. But wouldn't you rather grow old in the sweetness of a relationship? That we've gone through battles together, we've gone through some hard things, but you know what? We put importance on our relationship. You know how much better that is than not to have to always buy off the McDonald's value meal and you can actually get a combo meal? But you're bickering back and forth in the car, every bite of your Big Mac and fries. Do you know the point I'm making? It would be better to grow old together in a close, sweet relationship and pinch pennies together and have the peace of God in your home. So what's going to make a difference when we get old is what we place value on right now. Are we putting emphasis on our children, on our relationships, and on our walk with God? Well, he went on to say, they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. Those that would be rich, whether you get it or not, it's that striving for the things of the world is what he's talking about. And it went on to say that it's been the destruction of many people. The desire and the ambition for the things of this world, folks. There have been many people that one time walked with God that fell into the snare with ambition of the world, and they lost out with God. They lost out with the Lord. Let's flee these things. You read on in 1 Timothy, he said, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness and goodness and faith and love. And then he goes on to say, fight the good fight of faith. Charge them that are rich in the world, be not high-minded nor trust in what kind of riches? Uncertain riches, but in the living God. That's where our trust should be put, is in the living God, that we richly, that we can enjoy all things. Invest in it. You know, we need to lay up for ourselves a foundation against the time to come that we may lay hold on eternal life. Where's our value this morning? Work, money, education. Let's not allow those things to supersede the value that we have with one another and our relationship with God. Because the reality is, what is a man profited? What is a man profited if he gain the whole world? If you were to attain it, what are we profited if we lose our soul? What have we gained? But what I found in Jesus, I remember older minister I'm thinking about that's gone on, I remember listening to him preach against the things of the world. He had it right. Because the older I get, I already told you earlier in the message, the less the things of the world excite me. You can come and talk to me about this and that in the world. You know, that's okay. All right. But you know what excites me more? To hear someone get up and say, you know what, I was in a battle and the Lord came through and visited me. Thank God for that. I was struggling and I was failing and the Lord came through and He forgave me. Praise the Lord. That's exciting because it's something that has eternal value. The scripture says that bodily exercise profiteth what? Little. But exercise yourself rather unto godliness. We can talk about, well, I lost 30 pounds. Well, okay. But what's better, that or I gained a victory in the Lord today? Which of those is of greater value? There's nothing wrong with bodily exercise. That's all right. But I'll tell you, there's something better than that. I spent time with the Lord today, and He came through and He encouraged me, and He gave me a renewed vision. He visited me, and I just feel so close to the Lord. That is worth a whole lot more than all this other stuff on the outside. Lord, help us to have our eyes open this morning and let it make a practical difference in our decisions, in our work, in how we spend our time, in our priorities, in coming to service, in worship of the Lord, and in our homes, in the relationship in marriages and with children. Those of you that are older, don't forget your parents as you get older. They took care of you for 18 years. Don't forget them. Give them a call. See, check in on them. See how they're doing. They invested in you. Don't get too busy with the things of this world that you neglect. That you neglect your older parents, just like those of us that are parents shouldn't neglect our children. God put them in our care. Let's take the time. It's worth a whole lot more to spend time with your child, playing a game with them, walking in the park together, having family worship, than it is buying them a new coat and the best tennis shoes on the market. And yeah, I know children may want those tennis shoes, but I'll tell you what, through time they're going to recognize that, you know what, Dad and Mom spending time with me was much more valuable than getting what was new on the market. Where are we placing our value this morning? Lord, bless us. Do you remember Esau sold his birthright? What did he sell it for? A bowl of beans, lentils. It was because he despised his birthright. You know what it meant was he just didn't place emphasis on it like he should have. He was looking for instant gratification. Too many times our decisions are being based upon the moment. Better job, more recognition, nicer house, better car, at what price? Again, I'm not preaching against new cars. Maybe you'll pull up next Sunday and I'll have one. I won't have a new one. But the point being is, I'm not preaching against those things that are out there. But they're driving our world. People are serving the things of this world. And they're neglecting God. And God's getting put on the back burner. Let's not sell our birthright. Let's value what we have in the Lord this morning. We have one another. We have children, a husband, a wife. We have the congregation here. We have the people of God. And most of all, we have the Lord there that wants to be our friend and our Savior and our guide. He'll give you peace through life. So what's our choice? We want to go through life with the peace of God, or would we rather have the things of this world? And I look at that, and you know, even if we didn't have eternity to consider, even if we didn't have heaven and hell to consider, I would rather have the peace of God and be unrecognized and poor and struggling in the things of this world, but have a family that loves me, have relationship with them, be able to come to service and just worship the Lord together, go to camp meeting and enjoy the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and go to bed at night with the peace of God on my heart. It's, Lord, thank you for being with me through the day. And if you come, I'm ready to meet you by your grace. Isn't that a whole lot better? This is what the prophet said, or the preacher said. He said, vanity and vanity. It's all vanity. I can just hear Brother Leslie saying it from the pulpit. It's vanity. Young people, the things of this world are vanity. I want you to do well in your jobs. I want you to do well in school. But it's nothing. It is nothing when compared to relationships with people and relationships with God. Which means on a daily basis, we're going to have to make some choices. Where am I going to put emphasis? It was reported that 11 millionaires went down on the Titanic. And $1 million then was a whole lot more than it is now. They said that there was a major that was on there, and he left. He had $300,000 of securities and diamonds in a box in his room, and they were calling him to leave. And it is reportedly said that he said the money at the time, the ship was going down, and he said the money was just a mockery. And he said, I picked up 3 oranges instead. What are you going to take with you? What are your diamonds and your money? What's it going to do for you? The ship's sinking. But you know, we may get out on the boat and not have any food. Who knows how long we'll be out there? I'll grab the oranges because they're of greater value. What are we placing value on, folks? The ship of this world is sinking. I agree with Brother Justin. I turn on the news, takes about 30 seconds, and it's like, ugh. Our world is in trouble. Our world is sinking. So are we gonna go, what are we gonna grab? What are we gonna hold on to? I found a greater treasure this morning. So I'd like to just encourage you in closing. And this is a little different, but it goes right along with it. Young people, here's a new subject in conclusion. Value your purity. It's of greater value than instant gratification. Guard it with your life. Guard your purity. Let's appreciate the godly heritage that we have this morning. I know we get used to it, as mentioned this morning. You know what? We need to value it. Because what I've seen is people that stop valuing it. It's like, well, it's between me and God, and they begin to minimize their godly heritage. I've watched it over and over. I've watched them pay a spiritual price, and it did affect their relationship with God. The peace of God, salvation, camp meeting. You know, when everything else passes away, what's going to be left? What's going to be left? It's relationships. That's what's left. Relationship. Relationship with one another. And ultimately, our relationship with God. That's what's going to be left. Which means, Lord, today, help me to place greater value on the things of God. And there's going to be some smaller things that we're going to need to let go. But we can do it with joy because I found a richer treasure. Lord, bless you all this morning. Lord, bless each of your homes. Lord, bless each of your marriages this morning. You children and young people that are facing some very critical decisions, may God bless you and lead you and open doors for you and provide for you. But your job and your call and what will keep you is if you will place great emphasis on that, which is of greater value. Amen.